And now, part two for Overlord, called Foxfire, an excerpt from Foxfire by Killjoy. A fire had... Damn it. Alright. Taking again, because I'm only 15 seconds in. An excerpt from Foxfire by Killjoy. A fire also grew in his loins, and a load of hot fox cum filled the lion's anus. He laid there, fully locked with his fallen foe, leaning upon the large rump and hips. Juxer was really feeling mellow when he heard a sound from behind him. He turned to find several lionesses staring at him. His moist dropped open, and his heart almost stopped. "Now I'm dead," he gasped, and he struggled to pull free. The lionesses moved closer, sniffing as they went. Juxer pulled out with a pop and took off into the tall grass, his still swollen member flailing between his legs as he ran. The lionesses surrounded the fallen king of the jungle, sniffing at him and looking off into the grass, puzzling the sight they had just found. The fox thought he had made it when a paw smacked him, whirling him around. "And what do we have here? Oh no!" He was rolled over onto his back, trembling. When nothing happened, he peeked, to see a big male lion staring down at him. The big head sniffed him. "Well, you've just been with my brother." A paw cuffed his member, making the fox yip and moan at the same time. "We can't let this piece of meat go to waste, can we?" Juxer started punching and kicking, and got his bell chimed again when a paw slapped him upside the head. "Quit that!" The fox lay for a moment, limp, watching the male straddle him. "Is it my turn now?" He quivered as the big male nodded, closing his eyes in surrender. They popped open again a moment later when a paw gripped his member and the lion sat on him. A soft moan escaped from him as he sank deep into the warm opening, the paw rubbing his nipples. "Shemesh!" The big male lifted himself, turning then sat back down and squeezed the fox member inside him. "What are you doing?" He wriggled his haunches, rubbing his balls against the fox's, who squeaked. "Staying out of the way, sister." Juxer could hear the grass move, and squirmed, but under the squeeze and he lay still, trying not to pant too loud. "Good. His Highness is in a bad mood, so best to stay away for a while." He nodded, lifting his hips, then settling them, working on the maleness in him. The lioness turned to go. "Oh, and if you see a fox, tell one of us." He looked at her for a moment. "Yeah, I know. But little dick wants a fox." They both chuckled, and the lioness padded off. The lion lifted a leg and again straddled the male. "Now maybe we can have some privacy." He started hunching, growling softly, humping against the fox, his own big lion member rubbing under the soft fur. Juxer was too far gone to care about what was happening. He whined when the male took him to the knobs, humping upwards. A paw gripped his head, stuffing his muscle into the warm fur. Another gripped his ass and shoved up, forcing the knot in. He howled into the big chest, another load of fox cum releasing into another feline ass. Shemesh turned to lay on his side, then rolled on his back, cradling the fox between his tawny thighs. They lay together, while the fox got his breath and wits back. Juxer still wasn't sure what happened, but wasn't asking questions either. When the knot shrunk enough for him to slide three, he looked at the lion he lay on. Then he was upended, as the male turned to stand up and bury his muzzle in the fox's crotch. "Oh, oh, oh!" the little male cried as his dick was sandpapered by the cat's rough tongue. Then a paw patted his butt.
"You'd best leave now. Don't want my stupid brother finding you."
The lion nuzzled his still white-furred balls.
"But you will come back soon."
Juxer nodded vigorously, still not sure what happened, but willing to try it again. He ran off with a glance back, nuts throbbing in a good way. The lion watched, then padded off to drink from a stream and find his sister, hoping the little male with the big cock did come back by again.
The end.